The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Galway publicans have decided to launch a beer in conjunction with brewing giant Guinness to mark the winning by Galway of the European Capital of Culture 2020. Galway Gold is what the new beer is called. And Simon Heaslip, who owns the famous Roisin Dove and Massimo Bars in Galway, joins us on the line from Galway. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
How are we in the west of Ireland? Is it nice and sunny?
A little bit overcast, but nice and warm.
Tell me about the beer.
The beer is basically a project from in conjunction with the Galway City Vintners and Guinness. When Galway won the 2020 last year, we were all very delighted and excited. As you know, Galway does festivals better than anybody else, and what better way to do things than have a festival all year long as the cultural capital of Europe in 2020. These things, I guess, as you know, don't come cheap. The overall budget for 2020 is 45 million.
Whoa!
That is
chunky.
Big project. So 38 million of that is coming from public funding in various sources, and 7 million of it needs to come from the private sector, which is basically the likes of us. So I guess it got our thinking hats on, and what could we do other than the traditional digging deep? And we came up with bringing out a beer to help celebrate 2020 and raise funds for it.
How does the beer contribute?
Well, basically, initially we looked at some of the, as you know, the craft beer industry is huge in Ireland at the moment, and we looked at some of the local brewers. Unfortunately, they weren't able to do the volume that we needed, and we approached Diageo, who've been, I've got to say, fantastic partners in this, through their Open Gate Brewery. They had a beer called Guinness Golden Ale, which is available in the UK, and we rebadged it, and it's available in Ireland on draft only in Galway City, and we've called it Galway Gold. So all the publicans, that it's basically 40 pubs in the Galway City. It's installed now, it's on tap, and it's pouring, and we have combined all the rebates, and they go directly to Galway 2020. So we're hoping to raise in the region of €250,000 over the next 4 years.
That's all right.
For 2020. So not bad, yeah.
And the festival itself, what is expected during that entire year?
Well, it's all available in the bid book online. 70% of the projects have already been approved. There's another 30% to come online over the next couple of years. 2020 has just appointed a CEO, Hannah Kiley, who's a very, very capable woman, and we look forward to her direction. So there are a mountain of projects. Really, and it's Galway City and County, so it's all over the place. I think accommodation is going to be one of our biggest problems.
I was just going to raise that, because Galway, at the best of times, is booked out, and certainly if you're a student down in Galway, there's no chance of even getting a place there. So how are you going to accommodate visitors?
Yeah, look, it's something that we're all acutely aware of. I know Hannah is having conversations with anybody and everybody in terms of trying to generate more accommodation. But, I mean, the fact that it's Galway City and County, you know, we're not limited to accommodation in Galway City. And when you go out around the province, even into Mayo and Sligo, there's accommodation there. If people want to come, we'll find somewhere for them.
I love this. It's called the European Capital of Culture. It's no longer in the town of Galway or the city of Galway. It's now moved to the hinterland, and now you're including Sligo and Mayo. Only in Ireland. This is like the, what do you call that thing? The ancient East, which I think now stretches to Limerick, does it? Or it's certainly
yeah. Well, look, you know, there's plenty to go around, and I mean, if we're going to make this the success that we want it to be, we're going to need everyone to come on board. And I got to say, it's been unbelievable. The just the love and the excitement for 2020. I don't know if the rest of the world knows it yet, but I guarantee you by the time it's over, everyone will know about Galway.
I think everybody knows about Galway at the moment. Where will you find all the beer? Did you say there are 40 pubs that they have?
Yeah, pretty much the top 40 outlets in Galway are all selling it, and the publicans have been fantastic to work with on this. They all see the benefits of it, and you know, anything that we can do to help generate funds, and there are a myriad of different ways, and some of them not even tapped into yet, that, you know, 7 million is a lot of money to come up with, so there'll be a lot of different ideas over the next couple of years.
And just when you said there that you are backed by most of the publicans, are there some of them who are either reluctant or just haven't come on board yet?
No. We haven't met with any publicans who haven't wanted to get involved in this. I guess for Guinness, they need to brew a certain amount, so we've kept it to 40 for the time being. I think if the demand is there, we'll be able to go back to them and look to extend it.
Okay, well, listen, the very best of luck with the European Capital of Culture 2020 and the build-up to it. And if anybody wants to get involved with it, I'm sure they will find you at your own pubs, which here are the Roisin Dove and Massimo Bars. And your name is Simon Heaslip.
So
if, if anybody wants to help you with sponsorship or any clever ideas like that.
Absolutely, I'll go to Galway 2020. They're a fantastic organisation.
Very good. Simon, thank you very much for joining us on the Sunday Business Show. And that was Simon Heaslip about Galway, the 2020 Culture, Capital Culture 2020.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.